first two summers, and then they were, after they got well rooted, why they went on then and grew. They made a marvelous growth. You're looking at them, why people from State College have been here and looked at them, said they thought those trees were 150 years old, but as a matter of fact, they're about 80.
Is that right? Hmm. What kind of trees are they?
They're oaks, two different kinds, native to this area here.
What are the different kinds of trees you got growing around here?
Well, the trees you're looking at now, these oak trees are pecan trees and cottonwoods and cypress on that slough right yonder. They're about the only trees I notice. Well, there's one little mulberry tree around on that fence row there.
Yes, sir. They have a place like this. I was in Greenwood, Mississippi, a couple of days ago, and they have a boulevard that has trees lined on both sides,
yeah,
you know, just almost completely
going into trees. Greenwood.
Right.
Yeah.
It sure is nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's the old route into town before they changed the new, put the new road in.
Yes, sir. Y'all sure have been having some hot weather around
here. Yeah, real hot. Well, it's just since the last week. Up to that time, it's been very pleasant, and we've had no real hot nights. I don't recall a single. We run some fans. We've got some air-conditioned units here in the house, but we use fans more than anything else. I just like ventilation. And
right, me too.
But it gets real hot while we turn on our air conditioning unit. We can cool off downstairs pretty well, and the upstairs too, but nobody living here now but my wife and me.
Yes, sir.
And we don't try to keep the upstairs cool. Of course, when our grandchildren come and other members of the family come, why, we keep all the rooms usable. We have wife keeps them all ready for any emergency. And what does come in, why we use any room in the house. They all have beds and are made up, ready for company.
Right. Could you tell me a little bit about this house? Just exactly how big is it? How many rooms do you have?
Well, this house is box shape, you notice. It's two-story with a pretty large attic. A third story. It's built by my father, Thomas Frazier, in the year 1910. And he lived in it only a few years until he died. The house is, the rooms are large, the ceilings are high, the downstairs ceilings 14 feet. The rooms are pretty close to 20 feet square. They're not all square, but there's that much space really in each room downstairs, except the kitchen and the butler's pantry that lies between the kitchen and the dining room.
Yes, sir.
And then downstairs we have a dining area, dining room, and butler's pantry in the kitchen. Then what we used to call the parlor, that's the first room on the right as you enter the 20-foot hall. We've got a 20-foot hall through the entire house downstairs and upstairs.
Mm.